Okay, let's get cracking today. We are starting the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim with Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph and Parak Vav Mishnah Beis. We learned in Parak Hey Mishnah Ches that the Karban Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach even when it fell on Shabbos. However, the parts of the Avodas we're going to see in both this Mishnah and the next Mishnah that can be done before or after Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos itself. The Mishnah is going to list which parts of the Avoda of the Karban Pesach are done on Shabbos, and which parts are not done on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim BaPesach Dochen Es HaShabbos. These are the things regarding the bringing of the Karban Pesach that would override Shabbos, that would be Docha Shabbos, and you do them even though normally they would involve various acts that are not allowed on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Shchitaso, slaughtering the Karban Pesach, Uzrikas Damo, and throwing the blood on the wall of the Mizbeach of the Karban Pesach, Umichoy Kravav, and cleaning the intestines of the animal in order for you to eat it. The intestines which are eaten along with the meat of the Karban are punctured, and the disgusting waste matter is removed from them. And even though cleaning the intestines is not part of the actual avoda, it is done on Shabbos because the intestines will become disgusting if the waste remains in them until after Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, the hekter chalavav, and also burning its fats and organs on the Mizbeach, is also done on Shabbos itself. All of these things, that Erev Pesach is the designated time for them, and therefore, even if it's Erev Pesach that happens to fall out on Shabbos, all of these activities, all of these parts of the Avoda are going to be docha Shabbos, are going to be done on Shabbos, and override the melachas that are being done. However, says the Mishnah, aval, but, sliyaso v'hadachas kravav, Einan dochen es haShabbos. Roasting its meat, rinsing its intestines to clean them more thoroughly, those do not override Shabbos because they can be done after Shabbos ends and once Pesach actually begins. Now the Mishnah is going to now cite a machlokas regarding whether certain preparations for bringing the Karban Pesach may be done on Shabbos, when perhaps they could have been done before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Har kavaso v'havaso michutz l'tchum, carrying the Karban through a Rishos Harab, a public area, to the Beis HaMikdash, or bringing it outside the 2,000 Amma Tchum boundary, v'chasichas yabalto, or cutting off its award in order to make it fit to be a Karban. Well, these three things, says the Mishnah, Ein dochen es haShabbos, are not going to override Shabbos. We're going to see that this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Dochen, but Rabbi Eliezer says that these activities do override Shabbos. According to him, just as the avoda of the Karban Pesach may be done on Shabbos, preparations for bringing the Karban Pesach may also be done on Shabbos, even though they may have been done before Shabbos. Now as we continue with Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss this machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer regarding whether or not these actions that could have been done before Shabbos, carrying it through a Rishos HaRabim, taking it from out of the Tchum, removing the wart, all of these things that could have been done before Shabbos, whether or not they are Docha Shabbos, whether or not they can be done for the Korban Pesach on Shabbos itself or not. And now we're going to see, this Mishnah is really more like from the Gemara, really, what's typically done in the Gemara. We're going to see the machloks and back and forth, the arguments back and forth between these two different sides of the machlokas. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, V'halo dinhu, isn't it a logical thing, a logical kal v'chomer, that carrying a karban through a Rishos HaRabim, or bringing it from out of the Tchum, or removing its wart, are permitted on Shabbos? Ma'im shchita shehi mishum melacha doches haShabbos. Ezer b'lezer. Just like shechting a Karban Pesach, which would be a melacha on a de'araisa level, elu hei mishum shivos lo yidchu es haShabbos. If that's allowed, that's de'araisa, then certainly these things are moving a wart, the Tchum issue, carrying it, the Carmelis, or Shazaram, whatever the case may be, L'chora, most likely, that would be in, those are Isurim Midrabbanan, those are rabbinic prohibitions. And if Shechita, which is Daraisa, is allowed, then certainly these rabbinic prohibitions should be allowed as well. However, Rabbi Yeshua is going to challenge and disagree with this opinion and this logical argument of Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responded to him and said, Yom Tov Yuchiach, we're going to prove this from the halachos of Yom Tov. She'etiru b'mishum halacha, for the Torah allows a person to prepare food on Yom Tov, even though cooking is generally a malacha mid araisa, a Torah malacha, but it's allowed on Yantiv. Yet the Chachamim prohibited many rabbinic prohibitions, even for the sake of food. Clearly, the fact that the biblical prohibitions, the Isurim mid araisa, may be lifted, says Rabbi Yeshua, is not going to prove that Isurim Midraban are also lifted. Therefore, with regard to the Karban Pesach, just because a biblical malacha of shechita, of slaughtering, is allowed, it does not necessarily mean that other Isurim Midraban, such as carrying an animal through a public domain, bringing it out of the tchum, and removing its wart, are also going to be allowed. Based on this, now Rabbi Eliezer is going to respond to Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer responded and said, Maze Yehoshua, what proof? What are you trying to say, Yehoshua? Absolutely, this is ridiculous. Ma'araya Rishos LaMitzvah. What proof can there be from something optional, like eating on Yom Tov, to a mitzvah, like bringing the Karban Pesach? Says Rabbi Eliezer that it's true that some activities involving Yisurim and Darabanan are forbidden, even for the sake of preparing food on Yontif. But that is because eating on Yontif, says Rabbi Eliezer, is a rishos. It's an optional thing. You don't have to eat at these particular times. This does not prove, therefore, that such activities are forbidden for the sake of bringing the Karban Pesach, which is an actual mitzvah. And based on this, now Rabbi Akiva is going to get into the party of arguing, and he's going to respond as well to Rabbi Eliezer. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, Hazah. Let's prove this opinion, namely, that you cannot do these things on Shabbos because they could have been done before Shabbos. Let's learn it from the halachos of Hazah, from sprinkling the mechatos, the water that was mixed with the ashes of the para aduma, that when someone was tame, they would mix the water with the para aduma in order to make a person pure. And he's saying that the sprinkling of these water mixed with the ashes is going to show that your argument is not valid. When a person needs to be sprinkled with mechatos on Erev Pesach, Shehi Mitzvah, which certainly is a mitzvah, it allows him to become Tahor and bring a Karban Pesach, V'hi Mishum Shavos, but it only involves a rabbinic degree. Sprinkling some with Mechatas is only an Isser, Midirabanon, V'ein Adoches HaShabbos, and it's not Docha Shabbos, and yet it does not override Shabbos, meaning it may not be done on Shabbos, even if it is Erev Pesach. This clearly shows, says Rabbi Akiva, that we are not going to override a rabbinic prohibition, even for the sake of a mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah, Afatal Tisma Leilu, therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, you should not be surprised that these preparations for Pesach, whether it be again, taking something from outside the tchum, or carrying it through Rishus HaRabim, or removing the wart, that even though she'afal pi shehein mitzvah vehein mishum shavos lo yidchu as shabbos, even though they involve a mitzvah, namely getting someone pure, they are prohibited only by rabbinic decree, and they will not therefore override the halachos of Shabbos, because again, at the end of the day, even though when it comes to the sprinkling of the mechat, that's midrabanan, these are midrabanan, they're both for mitzvahs, and they're both not docha Shabbos, says Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Eliezer is now going to continue fighting and arguing and disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva, and he responds, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer sticks to his guns, and he says, listen to this, when it comes to the very halacha of sprinkling the mechatas, I can make the same logical argument with you. In my opinion, says Rabbi Eliezer, sprinkling mechatos does override the laws of Shabbos when needed in order to bring Karban Pesach, based on the same argument that I said before. Umayim shchita shi mishom malacha docha es haShabbos. If shchita, if slaughtering the Karban Pesach, which involves the malacha midaraisa, is going to override the laws of Shabbos, hazah shi mishum shavos eino din shadocha es haShabbos, just like I said, the other things are going to be docha Shabbos, so too here as well, that sprinkling the mechatas on someone who needs to bring a Karban Pesach, that's also going to be allowed on Shabbos, because it's allowing the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach to happen. You cannot disprove my argument from the law of sprinkling the mechatas, because I disagree with you regarding that. You want to use that as a proof to yours, that I'm telling you that it's allowed. It's a mitzvah. It's derabban, therefore it's allowed to be done on Shabbos. Excuse me. Even if it could have been done before Shabbos. And now Rabbi Akiva is going to respond again. Amar la Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Eliezer. Ochilof, and he says, perhaps we should reverse your argument and say no. Ma'im hazah shi mishum shavos ein adoches haShabbos. If sprinkling the mechatas, which involves only an iser mid'rabbanan, does not override the halachos of Shabbos, Shechita shimishu malacha eno din shlo titches a Shabbos. That is not, that isn't it not logical to say that shechting, slaughtering an animal which involves a malacha midaraisa should not override the laws of Shabbos? Why, he's basically saying to Rabbi Eliezer, why do you use this argument to prove that sprinkling is allowed on Shabbos? It can just as well be used to prove that slaughtering is usur on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Akiva obviously knew that this argument was faulty. As Rabbi Eliezer will respond, Rabbi Akiva was merely trying to remind Rabbi Eliezer that he himself had once taught that sprinkling is forbidden on Shabbos, which is interesting, as we learn in the Gemaras in Meseches Pesachim. Now, obviously, Rabbi Eliezer is going to respond, Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Akiva, what are you saying? If he uses the argument to prove that shechting the carbon pesach is usur on Shabbos, akarta mashakasa patar, you have uprooted, you've gotten rid of what it actually says in the Torah. The Torah tells us in Sefer Bamidbar bimmo ado that the Jewish people are going to make the carbon pesach at its appointed time, which means bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos, whether it is a weekday or it's Shabbos. And we know for a fact that the shechita, the hazo, all that stuff that needs to happen for the carbon pesach is going to happen on Erev Pesach, whether or not it is Shabbos or whether it is Shabbos or not. Since we have a clear tradition based on a pasuk that the carbon Pesach is brought on Shabbos, any argument to prove otherwise is obviously wrong, is obviously incorrect. Now, Rabbi Kiva is going to offer one final disagreement of Rabbi Eliezer's argument by showing him that preparations for Pesach are not the same as shechting it. Amar lo, Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Haveli Moed La'elu, my Rabbi, my teacher, give me an appointed time when these preparations, when carrying the offering through Rishos HaRabim, bringing it out of the Tchum, and removing the blemish from it, must be done. Kamoed Lashchita. Just as there is an appointed time for the carbon's actual shechting, and only then, and I'll allow these particular preparations to be done on Shabbos, only services, says Rabbi Akiva, that must be done at a specific designated time, like shechting it, like sprinkling the blood, and so on and so forth, only then are going to override the halachos of Shabbos. These other preparations, though, have no appointed time, and therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, they can be done the day before, therefore they're not going to override the halachos of Shabbos. And the Mishnah concludes, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva stated the following rule, Kol melacha she'efshila asosa me'erev Shabbos, any work that is needed for the Karban Pesach to be done, that is possible to be done before Shabbos, is not going to override the halachos of Shabbos. However, shechita sheyavshala asos me'erev Shabbos, but the actual shechita of the animal, which is impossible to be done before Shabbos, since it must be done on erev Pesach, actual whether it's Shabbos or not, doches Shabbos. Those things that need to be done on Shabbos on erev Pesach itself, they're going to override Shabbos, and anything else is not going to override Shabbos. And as the Bar Tanur points out, we paskin in this way in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, namely similar to the halachas of Bris Mila. We know is going to, as we learned in Maseches Shabbos, the Mishnayos, that all of the halachos pertaining to what needs to happen for Bris Mila are going to be docha Shabbos, but anything that you could have done before Shabbos, you should have done then, and you should not be doing those things on Shabbos itself. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, discuss the parts of the avod of the Karban Pesach that must be done on Shabbos itself, whether it be slaughtering the animal, whether it be sprinkling the blood, rinsing the various innards of the waste, burning its fats, and so on and so forth. But said the Mishnah that everyone agrees that when it comes to roasting it and just sort of like rinsing its innards just to rinse the intestines, those things are not going to be docha Shabbos because they could be done after Shabbos once Pesach actually begins. But then there's a machlokas in our Mishnah, which continues into the next Mishnah, regarding what about those things that were done as preparation for the carbon that could have been done before Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to carrying it through the Rishos HaRabim, and when it comes to bringing it from outside the Tchum, cutting off its blemish, and so on and so forth, all those cases, says the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, they're not going to be Docha Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, both of whom argue in the next Mishnah exactly and explain why they feel the way that they do. And that is how we paskin. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says no, they are going to be docha Shabbos, but again, we do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And again, we're not going to go through all the arguments again right now, but Perek Vav Mishnah Beis discuss the arguments on both sides, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehoshua. On one side saying that these things should have been done before and therefore they can't be done on Shabbos itself. The opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, he holds to his opinion. But again, we paskin like those other opinions, like Rabbi Yeshua and like Rabbi Akiva. Have a great day.